And welcome back to Small Town with Matt Gaff. I'm your host, Matt Gaff, and today we are talking about praise and small town. Basically, this is a topic that I love to talk about, praise, because there are so many ways of praise that you can do throughout the Bible, but the most common use is going to be singing, songs, music. I also want to make sure that I want to shout out to everyone listening and supporting this ministry. I really do appreciate all of the people listening, all of the podcasts and YouTubers and all that that are watching. I also want to drop it that I'm in faithcast.com. Discover other great Christian podcasts like this one to help you keep your faith. I'm in the entertainment part, so there's others in there as well. So let's dive into praise in a small town, or your hometown now, if you want to consider that your hometown. We get enough people now, we're a small city now. So praise, what is it and what does it look like? Is it music? Yes. Praise is music. Is it fellowship? Yes, praise can be fellowship. Praise is lifting up God and glorifying his name. A lot of times, that's why we start most services with music. That gets your blood pumping. It gets the adrenaline going. It gets everybody just focused on praise. Because remember last week, we talked about the four ways of making a very good prayer, which P, praise. So just like we would do for a prayer, we need to do that also for our daily devotions or anything like that. Sunday services needs to have some sort of a praise, whether it be from a band, whether from a DVD, music, from a CD player, radio, anything like that. You know, that music aspect is what kind of brings everybody there, kind of ties all of it in, and in itself can be a great worship itself. However, I want to stress that it cannot be the full music. So your whole thing cannot be based off of just music. I mean, it's got to be also pastorizing. You've got to have some sort of a message. And a lot of times what we find is that people in the concerts nowadays are treating it as if it's also a worship itself, which can be nice, but in order to do that, you still need to have the full gospel, you need a full ministry. So basically, you know, some of these concerts are getting a little bit overdone when you consider the fact that they should be done as a just normal praise. So What are some of the songs that can help us lead to praise? Well, Psalms is almost all about praise, and the book of Psalms is about praise. So once again, that's kind of cool how that kind of works out. So what are some of the things that we found that can be the problem with praise and with songs is that in the past, some churches have always thought that Christian music is the only music, and everything else was, you know, the devil. And so we actually got, you know, what we saw like in the movie Footloose. For people who don't know, that was about a small town where they banned dancing and music, or basically a dance, because the pastor there felt that if you had dance, then that was going to lead to people coming to crash the party looking for quote-unquote woman and booze. So that's per quote from the pastor from that town. They had no prom until 1980. So the movie Footloose is loosely based off of a city in Oklahoma where they basically had said there was no prom because they were afraid the kids were going to get into some trouble. So it's not as bad as what the movie pertains to, is where, you know, all music was banned and the only music allowed was hymnals and stuff like that. And that wasn't necessarily the case. There wasn't a city ordinance saying you can't have, you know, a school or a music playing. Just you couldn't have a prom. But you know, in the Bible, you know, there's many times, and we'll get with this after the break. We'll go into some of the scripture where praise is mentioned, and singing and praising is mentioned numerous times. Almost the whole book of Psalms, once again, is nothing but songs of praise. So, but in a small town, you know, this comes in handy because a lot of people's churches will have, you know, a small band. Like our church has a band, a praise band made up of locals, which is awesome because, you know, our kids get to see that there's many ways that you can praise God without being necessarily a minister. You don't have to be the preacher up there. If you can play bass guitar, drums, you can also, you know, help with that. You know, there's also, I do the technical end of it. So, you know, my son gets to see how, even though I don't play an instrument, you know, I'm still involved because I run the videography portion of it. So I'm doing the streaming and stuff like that. I can also run the soundboard. But, you know, there's other people behind the works that helps with the praise. And once again, when you have to remember that we need to have that praise in there in order to start the service. We have to be able to allow that magnification of glory to God. And so that's what's kind of nice about small towns. You get to see your local quote-unquote heroes up there on the stage. You know, it's not like Crowder or anything like that, you know. But it could definitely be good. And listening to Christian music is great to get you pumped up before. You know, we have some of our own original songs up there, but we do play other songs that are from other churches or other bands. And that's nice, and that's really what you need to look for. So I think at this time we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to hit the Bible verses and kind of wrap it all up. So I'll see you in just a little bit. And welcome back to Small Town with Matt Gaff. I'm your host, Matt Gaff. I appreciate all of the people that listen to the one ad that we have. It kind of helps keep this thing going with just listening to the ad. It really helps. Like and subscribe also if you can. Make sure you leave a comment. Do whatever you can so that way the analytics kind of keep going and we can keep this nice little ministry going so people can all have their own small town hometown, and then that way we can keep giving God's word to everybody. So today we're talking about praise in the small town and how it's essential for any type of worship. You know, in worship, you know, there's certain things that need to be there in order to be a fully worship setting, and a lot of that has to do with praise. Praise is one of them. And that's where we get the singing and we get the dancing and fellowship and stuff like that. In fact, when we do any type of men's retreat or anything like that, you know, we even start with praise, singing, music, from either a CD player. Well, that's kind of dating myself, but Pandora, whatever, or from Apple Music or something like that. We'll play music from artists that we enjoy, that we can get a good strong music message. And that's the thing too, there's been some talk from some of the some bands out there that have come out and said, hey, look, our concerts are concerts, that's it. We'll play music and we do talk a little bit about God, but it is not a complete worship. And that is correct when they say that they are not a complete worship. In order to do that, you need some sort of a message from a pastor, whether it be maybe not an exact pastor, but it can be like your youth minister or something like that. But what I'm saying is there has to be more than just music and a couple verses here and there to count as a full worship, as a Sunday worship or something like that. You know, a concert is great. It gets your it gets your spirits up. It gets you pumped and psyched about Christ. But once again, like we had talked about in the previous series, you know, that's only so far. When you go with the praise and it's only praise, then you don't always get to hear about the repentance and about forgiveness and stuff like that all in the same breath. You know, there's a lot of groups that have some songs about repentance. and a few about forgiveness and stuff like that. But in order for it to really be a full-on gospel message, you need to have that praise mixed in with a little bit of the message, and a full message as well. So let's go ahead and look at some of the Bible verses that kind of back this up, where praise was mentioned in the Bible along with singing, mainly singing. So when you get someone who says, well, you don't, the music is the devil, that is not right. You know, now there is some music that obviously is geared right towards that. You know, there is, you know, Satan, satanic, you know, bands out there, but it's kind of hard. I mean, you listen to, like, say, the Message on XM. I mean, that is all Christian bands. To say that music is pulling someone down is a little outrageous, and they go into great detail about it. Music is music, okay? The message may not be completely like you want it to. You can't have a song that goes through all the phases of an actual gospel. You know, to have a song go from God is great, you need to repent, you also have to forgive, and then all that would be an extremely long song. So to say that a song doesn't fit the narrative just because it's missing a word, or because one word rhymes better with this word, you know, I understand that there's a lot of people that say that, you know, artists need to be careful of what they're saying, what they're singing. But I also have to say that they have an artistic ability to be able to put words into music. And you have to let that shine sometimes. And just because it doesn't fit your narrative doesn't mean that music doesn't belong, or does belong, on the radio. So just because some music may be a little whitewashed and may not give all the details does not mean that music is bad and they should ban it forever. And I'm really getting tired of some of the people out there kind of saying that with some of the bands out there. It's music, okay? It's not like they're trying to come out with a whole, you know, preaching session. So here we go. Psalms 47:6. Sing praises to God, sing praises. Sing praises to our King, sing praises. Once again, Psalms, songs. So, all right, so we're going to kick over here. Now, this is actually Paul talking. So this is 1 Corinthians 16:9. All right, it says, sing to him, sing praises to him, speak of all his wonders. So once again, in order for us to set up that whole worship, we have to praise. And how do we praise? How do we even prayer? You know, with pray, you need to praise. Once again, sing to him, sing praises, speak of his wonders. So they're right in the Bible once again. First Chronicles 29:13. You've got, now therefore, our God, we thank you and praise your glorious name. You know, there's once again giving praise and thanking God. You know, and music can allow for that. You know, it opens up the heart. The music opens. You hear a good song, and you get that feeling of either nostalgia, or you feel connected to it because it's tied to some sort of an emotion that you've had. Next, we got Isaiah 42:12. Let them give glory to the Lord and declare his praise in the coastlands. So here we have, you know, once again, a declaration of praise that needs to be done to God, to Christ, whether it be through prayer, whether it be through song, worship, whatever. And then we got 2 Samuel 22:50. Therefore, I will give thanks to you, O Lord, among the nations, and I will sing praises to your name. So, once again, I just want to really stress out the point that, you know, without music, you don't have a full worship set. Now, you can have worship and you can have a message without music, but to get into the mood, to actually get into, you know, the openness that music allows is really hard to do without music. You know, I've been in churches where we didn't have bands. We just had, we didn't even have a piano or anything. And, you know, but we still sang. And we sang out, and that allowed for the Spirit to come. It allowed for us to kind of open up to feel at ease with everybody. And it's just, you know, when you start going through praise and you start going through song, it's something that's a real good connection with Christ. I think also, like I said in the beginning of the podcast, it allows for your children, the younger generation, to see that there is many ways to worship God other than just being a pastor or being a minister or being in some sort of educational leadership. You can be that through the band and through technology, as far as doing the behind the scenes stuff. And I think that's what's also nice about it. It just wraps it all up. So I think that's going to wrap it up for this week. For more details on this, or if you've got any prayer requests, go ahead and go on Facebook or Instagram. I know I'm not touching on what's happening in the USA right now, because quite frankly, I don't know. All I can do is pray and kind of see how things fall. I record on Sunday, and then I release it on Monday. So I'm sure we'll know something more come Monday. But like I said, just pray for our country, and we'll kind of go from there. We may see what this week brings, and we'll kind of go from there. So once again, if you want to reach out to me, it's smalltownwithmattgaff@gmail.com. Check me out on podcasts, Apple Podcasts, or Anchor, or YouTube as well. And, you know, just looking forward to expanding this ministry. And I appreciate the time in your car or your house listening to me. And I will see you and talk to you next week. And until then, it's, you know, Small Town with Matt Gaff. It's your hometown.